This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Swing and a deep fly ball out to left. Pham racing back. Warning track and gone. Home run, Carson Kelly. What a start to this season for the Cubs catcher. His 7th home run. And it's 2-0 Chicago.
All right, a couple of stats that'll make you pull your hair out here, Doran. This from North Shore 9 on the Twitter.com, a wonderful Pirates burner account. Bucks are now given a 3.8% chance to make the playoffs by Fangraphs. That seems high to me. When you've got the third worst record in all of baseball, they would have to, and this is where the math just is. Like, they're not going to do this. It's a 0% chance. They'd have to go 74 and 58 the rest of the year to win 85 games.
Zero chance.
Like, Bubba Chandler's going to come up at some point, kick Majinski out, right? And the rotation looks good, and the bullpen has largely stabilized, unless you're going to keep rolling Holderman out there. But you can't hit. You can't hit. And the pitching needs to be perfect if you can't hit. Here's one more stat. This from Jim Rosati. Northside Notch, like this dude too on Twitter. Rowdy Tellez last year on April 29th was hitting 198 with a 55 WRC plus. That's one of these fancy stats. You'd like to be at 100. That's average. So you'd really like to be above 100. 55 WRC plus. 198 batting average. Tommy Pham right now, 178 with a 34 WRC plus. And they're just rolling Tommy Pham out there every day. Every day. Meanwhile, Gorski hit a home run in his first major league at bat. They don't get him in the lineup again until yesterday?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's absurd, Doran. It's absurd. There's a 0% chance. I don't care what Fangraphs says, that they go 74 and 58 the rest of the way, 16 games over 500.
Like, where are you getting the 3%?
I don't get that.
Skeens, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, just let Skeens pitch every day.
Right. Yep.
Skeens, after his Dodgers start, this was in Sports Illustrated, there was a piece on big-time hard-throwing dudes and what they do to take care of their bodies to avoid arm injuries. And Skeens goes, yeah, when I'm out there, because he threw 108 pitches in that Dodgers game where he was brilliant. And he alone is reason to watch this team. He was brilliant. He said after the game, I think I'm built to throw 140 pitches. And he had another quote, I'm paraphrasing here, where he said initially he would study guys like Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole. And Gerrit Cole obviously recently has undergone arm issues. But guys who throw really hard and they have for a long time in their career that haven't dealt with arm stuff, he said he used to model his routine off those guys, but he says now he thinks people should model it off of him because he's a different guy.
Yeah.
He's his own cat. I love that from him. But that makes me depressed. And that's why I do feel like Pirates fans, we've been through a lot, are at one of the lowest points we've ever been at, because you've got this guy who's unquestionably the best in the game at what he does. And arguably, pound for pound, the best player in all of Major League Baseball. And you're trotting Tommy Pham, just as an example.
Slap in the face.
Out there every day. It's a slap in the face.
Oh. And it has been since the offseason, too. And that's where it starts. And you didn't do anything. You got Tommy Pham instead of getting somebody or paying somebody legit.
It's one thing to sign Tommy Pham. And he's the 26th guy on your roster. And he plays twice a week. And he's a pinch hitter. And I don't know that I ever subscribe to this because I like the tangible instead of the intangible. But let's say you really feel like you need another dude in that clubhouse and maybe a guy who's not afraid to call guys to the carpet. You think that that's really going to matter for you. Okay, it's one thing to spend a few million bucks on that guy. But they play him every day.
Yeah, for him to be your full-time starter.
He's going
to
be, he plays in the outfield every single day. And maybe even more damning is that they don't feel like they've got a guy in the organization that could push him out of the lineup.
Yep.
How can that be the case? The only homegrown guy that they would have in the lineup would be Nick Gonzalez if he were healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Hank Davis, who's now kind of become Paul Skeens' personal catcher, like when he plays, all right, you got two homegrown guys in the lineup. And one has been was decent last year for you, but really was an average player, which by comparison looked really good. And the other's a guy that's, and I like him, and I think he works hard, is he's flirting with bust territory. That's what you've gotten out of the Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton regime.
Yep.
And it's damning for both of them, because Cherington obviously hasn't done a good job with the draft, but Derek Shelton is a hitting coach by trade. And so any of these guys that don't pan out, any of these guys who you kick it in reverse that have gone backwards like Jack Sawinski, Derek Shelton has to wear that too. You're supposed to develop these guys. You're a hitting coach, man.
A good question here on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, why does it make sense to, if you were to fire Shelton now, like what would change? Why not just wait till the end of the season?
You're probably right because, again, they've got a 3.8% chance of making the playoffs.
So what's the point? You might as well keep him around, right?
I think you at least need to show your fans you care a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
That would be it.
Throw him a bone.
Yeah.
Throw him a bone. That's why they did the Paul Skeens thing on bobblehead night when you had lines all the way to Gateway Center and they said, okay, everyone who comes in gets a bobblehead. That was a nice play by them. If they were 20-11 or whatever the inverse of the record would have been at the time of the Paul Skeens bobblehead, I don't know that they do that. If the Clemente thing never happened, if the Pirates Bricks thing never happened, I don't know if every person entering the ballpark gets a bobblehead. They needed a PR win. You need to show this fan base that you are paying attention. And at 11-19, if you keep letting the manager manage and you keep letting the general manager do general manager things, you're saying, whether you like it or not, whether it's true or not, you're saying you're okay with what's going on here. Sometimes you got to get rid of a hostage, you know?
Yeah.
And Derek Shelton's a nice guy. Like, I always feel bad when nice guys lose their jobs, but you're getting paid swimmingly.
Yeah, do you win or lose?
Do you win or lose?
Like, you're not here to be, like, a nice person.
He's got one of the lowest winning percentages for a guy who's managed this many games in the history of the sport. Now, the first few years, that's not his fault, but we already pointed to two examples today, and the list can have many more bullet points on it of things that he has done to actively lose games this year. So you're right. It probably doesn't. Okay, you fire Shelton. It doesn't mean Mike Sullivan's going to come in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And turn this thing around, just play, moving forward. Like, you're right. The results on the field are probably going to stay the same. But you have to show the fan base. You have to throw the fan base a bone. Show us you care. Just keep trotting out the same manager and the same lineups and the same crap every day. It looks like, true or otherwise, that they don't care.
Yep.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. 9,500 people there last night. I realized there was a significant weather event before the game, but then it wound up being one of the nicest nights for baseball all year long. 9,500 people there. You had 8,000 people there for a Skeens start a couple of weeks ago. Routinely drawing under 10,000 fans. And the ones that are there chanting, sell the team. Throw them a bone. Give them something. Give us something, please.